Hi, and welcome to this training lesson on which words are spelt with an O, but where the O is said as a short A. Welcome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you'll see the list in your blog article there, and I'm going to say the words, and then I'm going to say the sentences, and you can copy with me, and also use this audio over and over again to get the hang of those words. You will need to probably practice a little bit until your mouth realizes that those words have an up instead of an op sound, because you may be used to put saying these words as an op. So the first word is company. Company. So it's not company, company, it's company. And it's not love, but love. Love. And it's not glove, but glove. Glove. And the next one is some. Some. And done. So not dawn, done. And the next one is come. Come. Month. So it's not month. What month is it? Month. Month. It doesn't matter whether you're practicing the English, Australian, or British accent. These words, all of these words, these particular words where you see the O spelling, they say up. And here comes another word, comfortable. Comfortable. It's not comfortable, comfortable. Oven. Oven. Cover. Not cover. Cover. Or cover. Cover if you're doing the American, but it's still the same. Cover. Government. Government, not government, government. Other, other. Another, another. Monday, Monday. Above, above. Discovering, discovering, like cover, discovering. Now the next word is wonder. So for Australian and British English, it's up, the short up, wonder, wonder. For the American, some of the American accents make it slightly shorter. Instead of a short up, they make it even shorter and it becomes more towards a schwa sound. So the British and Australian is wonder and the American is wonder, wonder. So it's not quite an up, but it's a wonder. Yeah. And the same with worry. For the British and Australian, it's worry with an up, the short up. With the American, it's worry, worry. So it becomes a bit more like a schwa, even a shorter up than the short up, if you will. Okay, so worry and wonder for the American, and wonder and worry for the others. Okay, now I'm going to say some sentences, and they'll have all of these different words where they're spelt with the O letter, but they're said with the up sound. And if you are practicing the American accent, wherever I've said wonder or worried, you do it wonder and worried. Yeah? Okay. So the first sentence is, and you'll see this written in the blog article as well, the training. There's another merger deal on the table for my company coming up next month. I'll do it again. You can do it with me or wait till I finish and do it after, whichever works best for you. There's another merger deal on the table for my company coming up next month. And the next one, he doesn't seem comfortable on that other chair. And again, he doesn't seem comfortable on that other chair. Notice also where the stressed and de-stressed syllables are. The ones with the short up, except for worry and wonder with the British, US accent, are all stressed syllables or secondary stress, but they're not a schwa except for, as I said, the US ones. Okay, next sentence. I wonder why she's worried about the meeting on Monday. And again, I wonder why she's worried about the meeting on Monday. And notice the linking worried about. So worry, and the D goes over to the A in about, worried about, about. Yeah? It's as if the D begins about. I wonder why she's worried about the meeting on Monday. That makes your speech much smoother. The next one. Sorry. I found something above the cover on the other. I'll try that again. I found something above the cover on another shelf. And again, I found something above the cover on another shelf. On another. That all runs together to make it smooth and fluent. On another. Next one. Some government elections will be on next month. Some government elections will be on next month. And the next one. Love your new gloves. Now notice I don't say love your new gloves. The your becomes devolved because it's not really that important of a meaning word. Love your new gloves. Love ya. Ya. Okay? So that's the stress and de-stressed words in sentences. Love your new gloves. And the next one. I keep discovering new features on this oven. And again, I keep discovering new features on this oven. Okay, great practicing. Keep practicing and putting it into your everyday speech. Bye for now.